432's morning show. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
The latest going down in the wood, I mean, Hollywood. Well, this is the year that Tom Brady is going to go into the football booth and call games.
Oh, so excited.
It's a done deal. And if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, and who isn't?
Thank you.
Tom Brady's first ever game to be called will be a Dallas Cowboys game.
Shut your face.
Yep, it's happening.
I've been waiting to call your first game.
Yeah.
And I got a little something for you, man. I got some big news. It's huge news because I have a little something that you don't even know. The NFL schedule isn't out yet, but I know a little something about your first game.
Are you going to tell me?
Maybe I will. You want to know?
I want to know.
You want to know?
Damn right I want to know.
All right, drum roll, please. For the first time in 5 years, the NFL on Fox opens with the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be your first game. And also, another thing, week one is back to being an exclusive doubleheader window for Fox. So how do you like that news? You get to the Cowboys first week.
Amazing. Obviously, having the Cowboys on is a huge draw. As America's team, that's going to get a little hard for me to say that all the time. I understand they were the competition for a long time. But in this new role, I know the Cowboys, how important they are to this network. They got great storylines. Come on, Dak Prescott. Let's see if he can finally come through. One of the great defensive players. Did that just slip out? Micah Parsons, what a great player he is. And Coach McCarthy. So I love covering them. I've been obviously going against them for a long time, and now I get to tell everyone how great they are.
Oh.
But not before taking a little dig at Dak Prescott.
I love that. I love that.
Oh, my gosh. How about him? Honestly, I was waiting to hear the words America's team come out of Tom Brady's mouth.
Oh, yeah. He knows it.
He knows it. He gave major props, and this is exciting news.
And I'm going to lie. He's got the announcer kind of button on.
He was trying it right away. He just switched it into announcer mode. You're not kidding.
And I feel like he's going to be very talkative. Of course, he's got a huge knowledge of probably not the best knowledge ever of a quarterback. So it will be real interesting, and we'll be able to check that out. Week one versus Cleveland, and that'll be a 3:25 kickoff our time on that first Sunday of NFL September.
Come on, fall.
Please, I need some football. Let's go.
Trending now.
Well, a lot of people have noticed, of course, Kelly Clarkson's physical transformation on her show. She is just whittling down to nothing before our very eyes. Well,
Olympic fame.
Thank you. She's finally getting honest about it, admitting that, yes, she used a weight loss drug to help shed the pounds.
Well, did we really think she was on that treadmill?
I mean, seriously.
I mean, come on.
No, you didn't.
I'm just saying, I kind of feel like that's the trend in Hollywood, you know?
Well, and a lot of people are saying, you know, she kind of tiptoed around it until now. She got very candid about her health journey during yesterday's episode of the Kelly Clarkson Show, where Whoopi Goldberg shared her experience with weight loss medication. And then Kelly chimed in on her own experience. Kelly told Whoopi and her audience that she hadn't planned on sharing this side of her life, but admitted she, too, was prescribed a weight loss medication after troubling blood work. She said, mine's a different one than people assume, but I end up having to do that, too. So she's pretty much saying everybody thinks it's Ozempic. It's not. It's something else. It's something that aids in helping break down the sugar. And I think even at one point during the show, she mentioned the word Mounjaro. But she says, my doctor chased me for like 2 years. I was like, no, I'm afraid of it. I already have thyroid problems. But no, she says, it was a weight loss drug. But she kind of initially, and even me, I was like, I'm calling this one. That's not true. She said she had lost the weight thanks to a renewed active lifestyle in New York City, a protein heavy diet. And as it turns out, yes, she threw in the weight loss drug in the mix.
As it turns out, she needed a glass of water to help her out.
Thank you. Who knew?
Okay, hey, she looks great. You know, hopefully
good
everything
for you,
is
girl.
Safe.
Yeah. It's not, ain't nobody shaming you.
You do you.
Thank you.
You know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
3.
Yeah. All right, time for another edition of It Went
Viral.
It went viral. What went viral? The snake went viral.
Why? What is going on here?
Apparently, there was a snake at a wedding, and it wasn't any of the groomsmen or the,
bridesmaids.
Exactly. Yeah, this was a real snake. And let's give props and flowers, real flowers, to the bridesmaid. In fact, the sister of the bride at a wedding in Arizona is going viral after she picked up a huge snake that slithered onto the steps of the venue where many were standing.
Mm-mm.
So you see that, and most people be like, and you would see people scatter away.
Yeah, 100. I'd take off run. I'd be like, forget it.
Nope, not this bridesmaid. She was like, I'm going to do it. You're at the wedding, and there you are. And mind you, this wedding is in Arizona.
Okay.
So you kind of figure, okay, maybe there are some snakes
around. Yeah, I mean, it's to be expected.
Yeah.
I suppose.
The sister of the bride was a bridesmaid, and in fact, a snake lover. Or they're at least not afraid of snakes, which is a good thing.
Yeah, because
Well, she's the one that saved the day at this wedding when the snake decided to attend the wedding as well.
Wow.
I mean,
you weren't invited. Also, you didn't RSVP anyway. You know?
Yeah, so the video of all this is going viral.
I don't think I realized how big it was until I picked it up and I was like, oh my God, the snake's as tall as me.
Erica, you're wild.
Why isn't that girl scared of anything?
Come get the snake.
Yep. I just grew up watching Steve Irwin and my role model.
Oh my gosh.
How about people who know her? Like that one girl was like, why is that girl never scared of anything?
You know what? We all know someone like that too.
Yeah. We know somebody. There's always somebody in some groups like, oh, I got you.
Yeah. No. It's not a big deal. I'll pick it up.
I'll do that. You know?
It's like, bye, you know how? You know what to do? Where are you going to take it?
Wow.
Just go release it outside?
Yeah.
Let him come back in because he wants some cake?
Think about it. The snake wanted a plato as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, from the sounds of it.
I mean, you just got to be like, dang. But yeah, there's always somebody. And at least, thankfully, there was a bridesmaid who had no worries or problems with it. Grabbed the snake by the tail and shoot it away.
Aww.
So that it could go to its own little... You know what? She basically threw the snake so that the snake could be the first one at the salon.
Yes.
For the...
get some bizcochos.
For the dance afterwards.
Yes.
Rebecca, I want to show you the video because I'm going to show you how big the snake is. And just to show you, it's not just a little snake either.
Oh, my
gosh. It is a huge snake. Why is that girl scared of anything?
And she literally just picks it up like it's, you know, tissue that just fell on the floor.
Totally.
She's picked it up like nothing.
Like nothing. By the way, the snake was a gopher snake and isn't poisonous.
I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
Stop. So anyways, yeah, she's good like that. And she says, hey, it was no big deal for me. And
no.
I'm here to help the day. So, hey, at least everybody at the wedding was like, good, you do it.
Yeah, you know what? That's all you, boo. We'll stand over here.
What?
Yeah. Three. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, blaze going down the wood. Hollywood, how about Judge Judy is suing the National Enquirer and In Touch Weekly for defamation?
Ooh, Judge Judy's actually suing someone?
Who cares? I think it's crap. You're a moron.
That's about what a few people have felt about National Enquirer for years.
Yeah, so what's going on? Well, they're claiming that she was trying to get a retrial for the Menendez brothers. I don't know where that came from, so random. But she says, no, I don't know where that story came from, but I don't like it. And she says, it's going to cost them. Wow.
Wow. Oh, trust.
You know what? Yeah.
I would think that you would not want to be on the receiving end of a lawsuit from Judge Judy.
Well, and the fact that, you know, this is her territory. She knows law.
Yeah. 100. That's what I'm saying. She's a force to be reckoned with for sure.
Yeah. Plus, she is a little intimidating.
Yeah.
I'm
who cares?
Don't yell at me like that. I'm going to cry.
I mean, I can just be in that room with her and be like,
I think it's crap.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
stop
dude,
it.
Dude, don't be so rude.
Come on. What do you think of me?
You're a moron.
Great. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Anyways, we'll see what goes down with that. Good luck to the people that are going to get the wrath of her.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Trending now.
Well, NBC unveiled its fall schedule yesterday. And it included the announcement that Snoop Dogg and Michael Bublé,
yes!
Leo,
uh-oh.
Please.
What?
I watched this season for Dan and Shay.
I know.
I need you to jump on board next season of The Voice, season 26.
I will.
For Snoop and Mike. Well, you're more so Snoop.
Yeah.
I'll be Michael Bublé.
I'm not going to lie, though. I got me some Michael Bublé stuff.
I forgot that's true.
I do.
You do love you some Michael Bublé.
That's a random musical taste of mine is Michael Bublé. Or if I like to call him Michael Bublé. But Snoop, come on. Snoop is just like, he always draws your attention wherever he's at.
Seriously.
So how can it not grab your attention on the chair there of The Voice? So yeah, I kind of feel like I'm going to have to tune in for the next.
Hey, Snoop is going to be in the spinny chair. Mind you,
I love it.
I really like what The Voice does. And I feel like it's what American Idol should have been doing all along. Mm. Change up your judges every so often.
Well, you know.
If not every season, every couple of 2-3 seasons.
It's been 7 years since they do it, but they are changing up Katy Perry
finally this
year. Yeah,
so. But I mean, like, right now you've got Dan and Shay, who I've been tuning in the entire season for. Chance the Rapper, Reba McEntire, John Legend.
Right.
And then, you know, every now and then they had Christina Aguilera in the mix at one point, Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, of course.
Yeah.
They just switch it up.
Yeah.
I like that. So I'm excited about this. Nice. By the way, your favorite Gwen Stefani's coming back.
See, now I'm out.
See, she... You know,
Music. I like her stuff from back in the day, but I don't know if I like her.
Well, I've liked the three guys and Reba this season because I think when you have a Reba McEntire, someone as big as her, you don't need another female.
This is true.
She got this.
You're right.
She's done an excellent job this season.
Wow.
So, but I do like it. Snoop Dogg, Michael Bublé, first time judges on season 26 of The Voice. And it'll kick off, of course, I believe again in the fall. So definitely get ready for that. Excited.
Snoop Dogg.
Now.
You know what's up.
Celebrity Gossip on the go.
Yep. Celebrity Gossip brought to you by Baldwin Electronics. Visit them online at BaldwinElectronics.com.
You're listening to Leo and Rebecca in the morning.
Let's take a bath.
In your car, at work, and on the B90.com. The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B90. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Carmen, trying to collect on a medical procedure here.
Oh, I was going to say, what's she up to today? Otra vez.
Hello?
Hola, my name is Carmen. May I please speak to Mr. or Mrs.
This is Mr. speaking.
Hi there. I'm calling with Health Services in the billing department.
Yeah.
I'm calling about a procedure that was completed about 3 years ago that you have not completed payment on, and I'd like to collect now if possible.
Procedure 3 years ago.
Yes, it says a procedure.
Are you talking about my wife's back surgery?
For Mrs. Yes, I'm not. I don't know what the procedure was, sir. But you're saying it was a BBL?
She had back surgery 3 years ago, but
she had surgery on her backside. Also, like what? Some injections or like?
No, she had back surgery. I mean, you should have it on your billing statement there.
No. It doesn't give us that information. It's confidential. Remember, it's patient privilege.
Oh, right, the HIPAA
laws.
Yes, right,
I'm sorry.
Right.
What'd you call me?
I was referring to the laws, the HIPAA laws.
I'm sorry. I thought you called me a hippo. I was going to say that's not respectful because maybe before my BBL, but now I actually don't look like a hippo.
No, what is?
Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Scottman. I believe we were disconnected.
You're with Health Services.
Yes.
We paid them years ago.
Then you did not complete the payment, sir.
Yes, we did. We got letters that the payment was complete.
No, sir. The payment was not completed, sir.
What does it say? What is the amount?
$67. There's a $67 past due balance, sir, from 3 years ago.
$67? We paid thousands of dollars for it years ago.
I understand, but I'm just wondering.
Where did you get $57 from? Did you pull that out of your...
It's not my that the procedure was on.
What are you...
Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Scottman, yes,
sir. No. We talked about this already.
No, we did not talk about it. No, you're right. There is no $67. Yes.
Yes, that's what, yeah, good, yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yes. No, because this is from 3 years ago. It's been collecting interest, so now it's $3,378, sir. How would you like to take care of that?
What? $3,278. That's more than what we paid for it originally. Off.
Hello?
Stupid.
Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
Somebody who's having a big old birthday. It is Tuesday, May 14th. Happy, happy birthday.
Hey, several happy good birthday today. Good morning. I'd like to send a big happy birthday to my nephew, Nathaniel Cortez, from his tia Michelle and Selena, Vero, and Raquel. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Also having a birthday, Mila Grace. Mila Grace is 4 years old today. Mommy and Daddy love you so much. Happy birthday to Mila. Eddie Rodriguez celebrating today. Happy birthday to Eddie, 29 years old, from Lalo, Rudy, and the girls. Big shout to you there. Genesis Cobos having a birthday. Genesis is 13, teenager today. Happy birthday to you from mom, dad, sister, and brother. And I think that's about it for some local celebrity birthdays.
Nice birthday shouts going out. Celebrity-wise, who's having a birthday today? Rob Gronk. The Gronk is having a birthday. 35 years old. We just saw him on the roast for Tom Brady, and he was just hilarious.
You know, I feel like Travis Kelce has kind of taken over the Gronk role.
You know, I think you're right.
You know, these guys are kind of very similar to me, and I'm like, wow. I haven't heard a whole lot of Gronk since he retired, right? He retired?
Yeah, he did.
I haven't heard a lot from him.
Nine seasons.
Travis is all out there, so.
Happy, happy birthday. Mark Zuckerberg is 40 years old.
Mr.
Facebook.
Facebook.
I mean, he started it, and we all thank him, I guess. Shanice. Shanice, 51. I love your smile.
Wow.
I really do.
Love that song.
Sofia Coppola is 53 years old.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Gosh, what did she direct recently? I don't remember.
Danny Wood is 55. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh. Bum, 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 bum.
Danny Wood, new kids on the block, 55 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 55.
Wow.
Happy birthday. Tim Roth is 63, actor. And Robert Zemeckis is 72 years old, directed Forrest Gump, Back to the Future movies, Romancing the Stone, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Cast Away, The Polar Express, a whole bunch of stuff.
Not much of anything.
Yeah, not much of stuff.
Poor guy hasn't done much with his life.
Wow. So he's having a birthday today. But honestly, it doesn't mean anything because George Lucas is having a birthday today. I'm telling you right now, you give George Lucas his flowers. I mean, he gave us Star Wars, and that's enough said.
Mind you, I had no clue he had a birthday 10 days after May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with
you.
Never
even realized this all these years.
Makes sense. I love that.
Yeah.
Also, he gave us Indiana Jones. Those two big entities. So
we must not forget.
That's big stuff.
We must always remember.
So anyways, happy, happy birthday. May the force be with you. All right, let's spin the morning game wheel and see what it lands on this morning.
All right, it's spinning. Yes, it is spinning this Tuesday morning. And it's landing on what?
It's landed on Name That Kazoo.
Oh, time for a kazoo.
All right, play the kazoo now or for the caller? Which way do you want to roll?
For the caller.
Caller. All right, so caller 9. Your chance at identifying the kazoo this morning and getting in on some winning here. We got some dominoes up for grabs at 563.
Double 93.
Good morning. It is 743 here in the
93.
B93, good morning.
What caller am I?
Let's play. Who's this?
Danier.
That's pretty.
Very nice.
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Awesome, girl. Let's do this. Let's play some, the kazoo, right,
the
Leo?
The kazoo. When's the last time you played a kazoo, Danier?
Never.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, I figured she was going to say I was 5.
I mean, you either kazoo it or you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love the kazoo, and this kazoo is covering a song. See if you can name the artist or song title. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Listen to the kazoo. Can you name that kazoo?
It's Taylor Swift. I know that.
Well, yes, you would be correct.
Yeah! That's all we needed to know.
Wow. Do you know the song, Rebecca?
Wow. You have to sing it, huh? You do have to sing it to figure out what Taylor Swift is.
Unless you're a Swiftie. Swifties knew it within 3 seconds.
Yeah, no, you're right. It took me a while. But surprisingly, I didn't know most of the words. You're not a Swiftie?
No, I like Taylor, but I'm not a Swiftie.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, yeah, Swifties get deep in it, so I'm just saying.
Yeah,
they know their stuff.
Real.
They know their
and
stuff.
And Swifties probably were playing the kazoo along with our kazoo.
I love it.
Love that.
I love it. You did well. You got yourself some Domino's pizza. And tell us what station just hooked up that kazoo.
B93.
Yeah! Yeah! Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Upset, she's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do.
Hi.
More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted hard.
Cause I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
So Sadie thought she had heard from Jason by now, but nope. Here we are. Welcome to the show, Sadie.
What's up, girl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Even if I don't get a second date, I get to hang out with you guys. So that's awesome.
Thank you.
The hell with the second date. You're on our show. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and let's all just do lunch. Forget Jason.
The heck with Jason.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, but no, we really do want to help you get a second date with him. What's he like? Tell us about him.
Yeah, why should we try so hard this morning?
Well, I mean, the dude could totally be a player if he wanted to. I mean, he's super hot.
Okay.
And at the same time, a really good guy.
Okay.
So, you know, just chit-chatting with my friends, they said, you know, I better grab him before he gets jaded by the whole dating scene that's going on right now.
Wow. Okay, so even your friends are like, okay, this guy's a total catch. How did your actual date go?
It was pretty cash. A friend of his was showing the movie Mission Impossible in his backyard. And he displayed it on a sheet.
Oh, I love that.
That is so cool.
I see so many people that put the little projector on the, like, you know, on a sheet in the backyard.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty old school, but cool.
Yeah.
And then we hung out there for a bit and decided to go grab a drink at a bar.
So was okay. I'm just kind of thinking, when you met all his friends, was that a little awkward or what?
Seriously. I mean, just right off the bat. Yeah, I get it too. I feel the same way as Leo.
They were pretty cool. And we really did have a lot of chit chat time because they put the movie on.
Right.
And yeah, well, so you say you went for a drink afterward at a bar here. How was the conversation at the bar?
I thought it went pretty well. We just kind of talked and got to know each other. And that was it.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Anything embarrassing that happened or come up that we should know about?
I mean, nothing really stands out. The only thing is, when we went to the bar to order our drinks, I really wanted a rusty nail, but for some reason, Bloody Mary came out of my mouth. So I ended up with a Bloody Mary, and he ended up with scotch and soda. And when the drinks came out, I was like, oh, my God, what did I just do? And he was really sweet about it. He switched drinks with me.
Aw, okay. Huh. So he was being playful, a gentleman-like at the time. That was cool. Yeah.
And yeah. So how long has it been since you've actually heard from him?
11 days.
Oh, dang, girl. You're counting.
Damn.
Okay. Well,
how many hours?
Right? How many hours? How many minutes? How many seconds? So why don't we do our thing and maybe call him up, see what's going on with him. Are you down for that?
Yes, please.
Hang tight.
Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's Second Chance Date on B93.
Hello?
Hey, could we speak to Jason?
This is Jason. What's up?
Well, we all up because it's the morning show. Do you have time for a quick survey about your dating preferences?
Who are you again?
Hey, what's up? It's Leo and Rebecca. I guess we thought you'd recognize our voices.
We want to ask you a few questions with your recent date with Sadie. You remember Sadie?
Yeah. Did you two get along?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got along, but yeah, I guess she's not really my type.
Not your type.
Why?
Well, I like a girl that I guess leaves a little to the imagination. You know, she had a slit in her skirt that was so high, I was constantly worried that she'd be showing her underwear to the entire world.
Oh my God, stop exaggerating. It wasn't that high.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, Zendaya wears dresses with higher slits than that.
Okay. What do I care what Zendaya wears?
Hang on. I just saw Zendaya at the Met Gala, and I'm going to tell you, she's looking good.
That girl knows how to dress, I'm telling you right now.
Classy.
But no, Jason, in case you didn't notice, that was Sadie that chimed in there. She's been hanging out listening in. Do you want to say
what's up?
Hello, hopefully.
Yeah, hi. What's up?
Oh, my gosh. I should be asking you that since you're the one who fell off the face of the planet.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm sorry. It's your outfit made me uncomfortable. So I knew we'd never work it out.
Okay, so you only like girls who wear dresses that the skirt go below the knee. I mean, I could totally rock a midi. I could totally make that happen.
Thank you.
What?
Yeah, well, you know, there are things that I like to see in private that I don't want to see in public. That's just my opinion.
I mean, I don't mind wearing a midi dress as long as I can wear some sexy lingerie under it.
Yeah, bring it, girl. Okay. Bring it.
Well, you know, I honestly, I wouldn't say no to that.
Dang, Leo, wow. Is it just me or things getting a little hot and heavy here?
I think
she is really down for a second date with Jason.
Jason, come on.
She'll even change her outfit, whatever it is you want to see her in. I think she's going to make it happen.
What do you say, bro?
You know, it sounds interesting. I think, you know, I'd be into that.
Jason, first of all, I know what you're doing. I like your little game here. Don't give me this. The dress was too short. No.
I'm sure a lot of guys are like,
you playing a little hard to get. It worked. You guys are now really feeling each other. And bam, it's time for part two.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I don't know. I get both vibes from you. Okay. Well, cool. Well, look, she looked great that night, right? Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's all you need.
You loved her company, right?
I definitely did.
Yeah, then, let's go.
Okay, then you know what, girl? Wear whatever you want to wear.
Bring it. And you guys have fun on your second date, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, guys.
Love it.
Love that. Get your lingerie on. What?
Thank you.